State, territory and federal leaders have emerged from another national cabinet, but with no concrete guidelines on when repatriation flights from India will resume, and still at odds over the establishment of new COVID quarantine facilities. The Commonwealth is still enthusiastically backing hotel quarantine, despite pleas from a number of states and territories that alternate open-air sites be developed. It's been another day with no community transmission of COVID-19, though 20-odd cases have been detected within hotel quarantine. And Queensland authorities are on alert, urging anyone who was at the Brisbane International Airport yesterday to monitor for symptoms after a COVID-19 positive traveller from Papua New Guinea strayed into the wrong part of the airport. David Sparks has more.
Given it was only recently that twice weekly national cabinet meetings were needed, you'd think there'd be more important decisions and developments to report. But it was Health Minister Greg Hunt, who wasn't even in the meeting, reporting back on the agenda this afternoon.
In relation to national cabinet, whilst obviously that I wasn't there, the briefing I've had is very clear that the focus of that is to make sure that we're keeping Australia safe at a time of an expanded global pandemic, but in particular the Prime Minister and National Cabinet were focused on making sure that we have a pathway for repatriation flights from India to begin as soon as possible after the 15th of May.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison put out a written statement with no further revelations, outlining they'd discussed issues including flights from India and Australia's vaccine rollout. More than 2.1 million doses of vaccine have now been administered across the country. Some states and territories have made it clear they want the Commonwealth to play a more active role in quarantine for travellers from overseas. Victoria has proposed a new 500-bed open-air quarantine facility be built at Mickleham on Victoria's northern outskirts. The state wants $200 million in federal funds to make it happen and is willing to chip in $15 million of its own. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese wants the Prime Minister to take the lead.
Scott Morrison needs to stand up and say that in every state and territory there will be a fit-for-purpose quarantine facility established.
But despite some transmission of COVID-19 within hotel quarantine, the federal government has consistently lauded it as successful. And Greg Hunt isn't enthusiastic about this alternative.
So we're just learning the details of the Victorian proposal, I'll put it that way. I understand the local council has asked for details. I'm sure they were unaware as well. The Prime Minister said we'll review it and consider it, and so I won't preempt anything. There are many elements which are somewhat of a surprise. It wasn't a Commonwealth proposal, even though it's on Commonwealth land.
But calls for the Commonwealth to launch its own quarantine sites aren't going away. Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan spoke straight after National Cabinet.
All I'd say is that the Commonwealth does have facilities. They want to bring people home, as we all do, and it should be a joint effort.
On the issue of when flights might resume from India, Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner is casting doubt on whether they could resume in the top end soon after May 15.
For some context, we've had in Northern Territory, since the pandemic was declared, 167 COVID cases. Right now we have 55 active cases. So we obviously have a big load at the moment. And as the Australian government understands, based off the current caseload and the clinical advice, we can't receive flights from India during May. Based off the caseload that we have, the advice that we're providing is that it'd be unlikely for flights to resume in May. Preferably they don't resume in May.
Meanwhile, a bungle at Brisbane International Airport has resulted in a COVID-positive man travelling from Papua New Guinea wandering through the wrong part of the airport for about 2 hours yesterday. Queensland Health says a staff member at the airport mistakenly directed the man and one other traveller into the non-quarantine green zone. Some 390 passengers were in that section waiting to board flights to New Zealand, while the man shopped, used a public toilet and sat in a cafe before staff finally retrieved him. He later tested positive. Queensland's Chief Health Minister, Dr. Jeanette Young, says the man was wearing a mask, as was everyone else in the airport.
It was just an error in terms of that staff member for which the Brisbane Airport Corporation has apologised. Errors happen. We know they happen, which is why we have all of those other mitigating factors in place, and they all worked.
Airport staff who came into contact with the man, including staff at the cafe, have been put into quarantine. Dr. Young says he doesn't appear to have gone near many people, and she's confident the risk of an outbreak is low.
Very, very minimal. I don't expect there to be any consequences, but we always in Queensland take a very, very cautious approach, which we've done here.
Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, David Sparks reporting.